So if you were here last week, you heard Reverend Chris tell a story about a turtle. And in Carlo's sermon, he actually used the phrase, slow but steady wins the race. And you would think that I was being a copycat, but I had already decided to tell this story today. We can call this part two. So you are probably familiar with the story of the tortoise and the hare. You know that story? So the tortoise ended up winning that race because he knew that slow but steady wins the race. The hare had taken a nap and missed the end. Whoops, somebody else is going to miss the end of this. Well, many years after that race took place, the grandsons of that tortoise and the grandson of that hare met. They met right here at South Church during social hour. Somebody was planning a road race, and the two of them decided they would like to take part. And when they realized who each other was, the organizers of the race said that the race was closed. Nobody else could participate. It was going to be a rematch between the tortoise and the hare. Well, the tortoise was just picturing his grandfather's photo on the mantle with his gold medal and thinking how proud Granddaddy Tortoise would be if he were to win this race. And hare was imagining how proud his whole family would be if he were to win this time and restore the family's good name. So the organizers of the race decided that the race was going to start at Prescott Park and go to Newcastle Common, and it would start in 3 weeks. Well, Tortoise didn't have any idea how long it was going to take him to get to Prescott Park, so he started in that direction right away. He just started plodding from here down in the direction of the park. And he got there in plenty of time to have a good meal and a nice nap before the race started. Well, Hare, in his mind, the moral to that story had been, he who fails to prepare, prepares to fail. In his family's version of the story, the reason that the hare lost the race was because he didn't prepare well. He didn't know exactly how long it was going to take him to run that race, and he did it way too quickly, and then had all that time for the nap that led to his loss. So this hare was not going to make that kind of mistake. He was going to be prepared. So he went to MapQuest, and he looked for the best routes to take from Prescott Park to Newcastle Common. He saw all the possible routes. He got out his highlighter, and he highlighted them. And he went and he looked at the tide charts so that he would know when he could avoid, you know, certain areas of the beach and the marshes. And he checked the weather forecasts so that he would know what the temperature would be and what the wind conditions would be like so that he could, you know, really run his fastest. He went back and forth from website to website, obsessively planning and rechecking his charts. He made spreadsheets with all the information. He was just making himself totally nuts. Well, he got out his fanny pack and he put in his water bottle and all of his maps and charts and his headlamp and a first aid kit. And then it didn't fit, so he had to get a big backpack and put all the stuff in there. And then he decided he'd take a big bag of trail mix and he'd take an extra pair of running shoes in case he wore out the first ones. He was going to be prepared for anything that might happen. The only thing that he hadn't done was put the date of the race on his calendar. So meanwhile, Tortoise was down there at Prescott Park, and he woke up and he saw the starting line of the race had been set. So he headed in that direction, and he sat there while the race organizers finished all the preparations, and a big crowd came to gather around the starting line to see him off. And the starter took out his gun, and he said, "On your mark," which was kind of ridiculous because Tortoise was already sitting there. He had been for some time. And he said, "Get set," which was also kind of ridiculous because if Tortoise wasn't set to go right now, he never was going to be. And then he shot off the gun, and Tortoise picked up one foot and he put it over the starting line, and the race was on. And everybody cheered, and Tortoise just put one foot in front of the other, and he kept saying to himself, "Slow but steady wins the race. Slow but steady wins the race." And step after step, he headed in what he thought was the direction of Newcastle. Now, Hare at home was obsessively checking the weather, because you know those reports change all the time. And at the last minute, he had the idea that he'd better go to the DOT site and check to see if anybody was doing any digging or road construction on any of those roads, because that might affect where he could go. And when he suddenly realized the date and that the race time had come and gone, he threw everything into the backpack and he ran to the park and he saw where the starting line was, and there was nobody there because the whole crowd had gone to Newcastle to wait for the winner. So he took out his phone and he took a selfie of at the starting line. He posted to Instagram so that everybody would know that he had indeed started at the right place, and then he took off. Well, he had a route in mind, but of course he had several routes in mind, and he changed his mind several times, and he thought he would go through somebody's backyard, but they had a dog, so he turned around, he started the other way, and he zigzagged all over the place because he hadn't settled on a particular route. And at one point, he wasn't watching where he was going because he was looking at his map, and he stubbed his toe and he tripped over a rock and he got up and he had the map upside down and he was running around in circles. And by the time he got to Newcastle Common, he had probably run the whole four times the distance of the race. And up ahead, he saw the finish line and he heard cheering and he saw a big cloud of confetti and he thought, oh, they see me, they're ready for me. And just at that moment, Tortoise put his foot over the finish line. And they picked him up and held him up in the air and took a picture of him with that gold medal around his neck, which he now has on his mantle right next to the picture of Great Granddaddy. And a couple of moments later, they took a picture of Hare, also with the second place medal. But Hare wasn't really very happy about that. No, because he had gone a little too far in his preparation. Sometimes you just have to go. Go with the flow. As my great-grandfather would say, take it easy, keep a go.